Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you're facing in the gym that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. If you could ask me one question, what would that question be? What would that question be if answered could take you to that next level? Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. This show is brought to you by Bodybuilding.com. Bodybuilding.com, health and fitness, nutrition, products, and supplements. And there's literally tons of information that you need to stay healthy and fit, build that physique that you really want. So visit the www.bodybuilding.com website. There's also a message boards with a thread that you can ask me specific questions. Skip LaCour Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is a great tasting sports drink that with electrolytes and B vitamins and zero calories. Powerade Zero replaces all the lost fluids without replacing the calories you've just burned when you're working out. It comes in three great tasting flavors, strawberry, grape, and mixed berry, and you get it at your local grocery store. Finally, a zero-calorie sports drink, Powerade Zero, zero calories, zero limits. And the Manformation Show, alpha strategies, alpha leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. Visit the www.manformation.com website, www.manformation.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter, and hey, sign up to get a reminder for the talk radio show that I have every Tuesday night. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? Doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter how well you're doing or how much you're struggling. There's always that next level for you, and getting your mental, your emotional, and your physical qualities all lined up, pointing exactly to what you want, is what's going to get you to that next level. And as I coach bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world, you hear this all the time, that you have to know what you want. And everybody has a kind of a decent idea sometimes of what they want. What I found, it's deeper than that. It's, well, what's available really to me? What can I expect? And it's implementing different strategies or hearing different things and kind of giving them some type of effort in the gym, and then time after time it not working out. Or sometimes it works out. It just does not work out into the level that somebody wants. They get frustrated and they quit. Well, if you get one quote-unquote failure or setback after another, you start believing that the body that you really want isn't available to you. It isn't anymore about what you want. You know what you want, but you don't no longer believe that that's available to you. You start hanging around negative people in your gym, at work, or whatever, who are on that same path of trying to have a better body, and they all have dreamed about having a body, set goals. They failed too. They've tried different ways. Start getting that mindset to start thinking it's not available to you, then you start going about whatever it is you want, and you really aren't going after it because in your mind you really don't feel that it's really achievable. And that's where I can help you. Get you on a strategy, get you on a mindset. If you've listened to this show some of the past episodes, and you understand a lot of times the problem isn't the sets or reps. The problem comes with the mindset. So that if you get a more empowered mindset, you kind of get all your life issues all kind of organized. Whatever you do in the gym, you're going to get the results. When you get the right attitude, you're going to be happy. And so a lot of times we just kind of work through all that. And no matter how well you're doing, do you ever feel that gnawing angst inside that you can do even better? Don't know how to handle that. That angst inside, that's something that the people who are driven enough, who are dedicated enough to find the ways to have that better body, who invest in coaching with me, who spend their time and energy doing that, those are the people who I work with to get that angst, kind of get everything aligned, help them understand how well they're doing and what they simply need to do to go to the next level. I've got a caller on the line right now. This caller is John. John, are you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. How are you today, sir?
Excellent. You?
I am awesome, thank you. How can I help you today?
Do you know anything about Power X Factor?
Oh, the one, it's on television, right?
This was a book a couple years ago.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me about it?
Somebody had good success with it. They were telling me about it.
Right. So you just know it by name. You don't know the principles behind it?
Yeah. The principles behind it evidently are breaking down the anatomy of muscle and the type of fibers and how to get your body to use the different types of fibers by using small range exercises in your power zone and things that won't really cause you to pull a muscle or anything.
So where are you right now with your training efforts? Would you say you have a lot of time in the gym? Would you say that you're a beginner? Tell me where you are right now.
I'm a wannabe.
You're a wannabe? Okay. Well,
done nothing.
Done nothing? Okay. Well, let me just say this, John, is that kind of looking at the was it Power X or X Power?
It was Power X Factor.
Power X Factor, okay. As we're talking,
I'm
doing a little bit of research on the internet while we're talking.
Me too.
Let me just say this, is that right now where you are, okay, and trust me, I've been there. Believe it or not, John, when I first started, I was like you. I wanted to work out, and I wanted to train. I wanted to have a better body, and I joined a gym a couple of times, and I quit, signed up, back in those days, I mean, you paid quite a bit of money just to join a gym, and after a couple of weeks, it just wasn't worth it for me. I would be all confused on what's the best, training program, because I didn't want to waste any time. I didn't want to go through any awkward period of not knowing exactly what I want to do. Are you the kind of person who, when you go after something, you really break it down? You're pretty analytical and structured in your approach, John.
How'd you know?
Well, I'm working with people for so many years. I can tell by the way they structure their language patterns and, how they, go about things. Even the fact that you would know things about muscle fibers, those are great details. Let me just tell you, John, there's bodybuilders who have been training for 15 years, who win contests, that have been in the gym, 5 days a week for those 15 years, and they haven't looked into or didn't feel the need to look into the different distinctions of something like muscle fibers. You see what I'm saying? So by you taking that approach, and I deal with a lot of people, whether it's nutrition or supplementation or the different training aspects, they're in that same position as you. They've got a long way to go to get in the pattern, but they're going to break it down, just like they break down a lot of things in their life. And to you, John, if I were to assume, I would say that's how you go about everything in your life, and that is also what you feel is practical. It's logical. Well, why wouldn't anybody do that? What, you're going to take on some big endeavor and you're not going to do your research? Am I right?
Not only are you right, but you know you sound like somebody else. Have you ever been told?
No, who is that?
I just had it on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, well, maybe you'll think about that. I hope it's somebody who is very helpful to you or other people. Anyway, John, here's the deal, is that strategy that you've approached in your life, I bet that's helped you and saved you time, it's saved you money, and it saved you frustration. It works well for you, or you wouldn't go about life that way. Am I right?
Yeah, but I come from a computer background, which is kind of trained.
All right. Well, let me tell you, and other areas. Every approach, whether it's in the gym or it's in life, I always say there's a pro to it and a con to it. And obviously, you've taken that approach, the way I go about certain things. There must be so many pros that we continue to do it. But everything we do, there's also a con, right? When I talk about what it took me to gain all this knowledge of fitness, bodybuilding, training, nutrition, the good thing is, look, here I am and I can help a person like you. The bad thing is, what did it cost me in other areas of my life, all right? So there's two sides to every coin. So I'm going to ask you, taking that approach, that analytical approach, having all your ducks lined up before you can go forward, where has that cost you in your life?
Well, I guess analyzing that, it's going to cost me usually in time not reacting quickly.
And it has that's true. And sometimes you have to go in there and then try and fail, try and fail, try and fail. And being the analytical person you are, you understand science. You understand science in the controlled different settings that you don't just think it all out and then you try something and then it works. In any type of controlled setting, part of the way to getting to the best result is finding all the different ways that fail. Thomas Edison, a great scientist back in the day, they say it took him, I don't know what, 10,000 times to find out how the light bulb didn't work before he found out how it worked. Okay, you being a computer analyst, a scientist, so to speak, that's how you're going to have to take your training too, is that this Power X factor, if it emotionally moves you, and I know that linear thinkers don't like to be moved by emotion, and there's value in that too. When it comes to training, if you bounce, like for example, the Power X factor or Max OT training or whatever training is, you bounce it off enough people, you're going to get all great responses and a lot of negative responses. And then you're back right where you started, where you're the person, John, who has got to make that decision whether to go forward or not. See, I don't even need to look at the Power X factor. I don't even need to look at its details because I can pretty much assume that the person who thought of it really put a lot of time. And here's the most important thing. Where you're at right now, anything is good. You know what I mean? Walking around the block, here's my skip Z factor. Walk around the block 5 times first thing in the morning when you wake up. If you do the skip Z power walk factor, would you, a month from now, would you be a hell of a lot better off than where you are right now?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? And then after you go through the skip Z power X, whatever, walk around the block factor, then you can say, wow, okay, I'm coming from a level of experience, and I can build upon this, or I can delve into a different program with a new perspective. And, you know, you're not alone. That hesitancy to get going, very, very, very common. I can't tell you the hundreds of bodybuilders, fitness enthusiasts who have emailed me over the years, built a relationship, some very, very intelligent questions. And I get hit with so many emails throughout the week. And I really want to help out the person on the other end. And it's for free. If you look up my name on the internet, I've written pretty much everything that they're asking me. But I could tell in their writing patterns how passionate they are, if it's something I can go into my library of thousands of pages of writing, do a search, cut and paste, and give it to them, I will. There's a lot of times, so there's these intelligent questions that are asking me out there over the years, and I give them the information, and then they come back with more, hey, another intelligent question. Well, you know what, John, I'll meet them at an expo or some event around the country, if not the world, and you can tell that they're not even, they don't even work out. They're caught up in the process of getting more and more information. So I don't know if that's helpful to you. This is what I want you to do. Right when you finish listening to this show, well, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to take action. You and everyone who calls in the show, I have a free gift for you, and it's my ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's a 154-page ebook that breaks down all the training, different strategies, a lot of different things that you're talking about. And I like to make it simple and direct, what it takes you to do to go in the gym and get the build the muscle, lose the body fat in the most efficient manner. So it's the shortest period of time, the least amount of work, get the job done in the shortest period of time. So you're going to email me, John, at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, and that's for any caller. Any caller who calls in today, just tell me how your training is. I want to stimulate you. And then you email me. I have all your numbers and names listed from my caller log, and then I'll send you that free book. So that's my free gift to you. The second thing is I want you to do as an exercise, a mental exercise to take action, is right when you're done with this call, I just want you to walk around the block 5 times. All right? Take action. Do something. Condition your mind that it doesn't matter if it's PowerX or Max OT training or heavy duty training or this other program, it's you getting in the game. It's you moving your body. It's you know, brown muscle fibers, white muscle fibers, red muscle fibers, slow twitch fast. Just do it. Simulate them any way you can at first. And then when you get that level of actual experience, then you can build upon that. That's probably the biggest thing when it comes to information and going to the gym. But with my 25 years in the personal development business, I usually find out there's some reason why this isn't all that important for you, and that's probably why you are having a hard time getting into it. If that were to be true, why would that be, John? Why have you promised yourself to get in shape, and you haven't followed through? Well, what's the reason why you tell yourself? Is it because you don't have enough information? You don't have enough time? Why is that?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know really. I guess you mentally make a list of things that you want to do, and it never bubbles to the top.
Right. So you've got other things that are more important to you. Work, family, what is it for you?
Work, computer, sedentary,
right.
Computer work.
Right.
But I did gloss over what I do. I mean, I have done martial arts in the past, and I have
okay, great.
Been in shape, but now I'm 55 and more sedentary, and I do walk quite a bit because I'm retired now, and I sold my car, and so everywhere I go, I walk.
Right,
it's,
okay.
The body shape that bothers me is not where I want it to be.
Is that it? So what is it? So you just looked in the mirror one day and you just didn't like what you saw? Is it the fact that you're maybe getting a little bit older and you know you got to start doing something? What is it for you? If you really thought about it, what stimulated you to even consider moving this up higher on your priority list?
Okay, well, you asked. It's man boobs.
Okay. Yeah. And so let's get... But besides that, what did that symbolize to you? Because I know guys with man boobs that make millions of dollars a year, and they don't give a darn about their man boobs. what do man boobs signify to you? Is it that you're getting older? Is it that are you married? Are you single? I mean,
well, I have a girlfriend, so I want to, you know, stay attractive.
Okay, so you feel good about that relationship? She loves you. Man boobs or not, or this is someone that you got to work real hard to keep her attention because she's that quality of a person. You want to do that for her in the relationship, and that physical part is something. I mean, you see what I'm asking? Is that why did this become important to you? I mean, what, there's, everybody has hot buttons. And as your coach and as your friend, if I can, but then we get hot buttons, like, for example, the man boobs, you know, you can go out and get a Tommy Bahama shirt, you know, one of those big tent shirts. They look good. Every other 55-year-old wears them. No one will even see your man boobs because they'll be beautifully camouflaged. No,
it's me looking in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
Just wanting, and you know, without a shirt on, wanting to be back the way I was.
Okay. And I understand that. So back then, when was the last time you say you were in shape, John?
Oh. Hmm. At 40, because I worked on a farm.
Okay. So your work kind of helped you get in shape. And then you do a lot of computer work now, very sedentary. And do you do,
yeah.
And then you walk and you do things. So you know what? I think for you, it's probably it's exercise and more movement. But if you've listened to this show before, one thing I always say is that, you know, you cannot work out. You won't even need to take those. Well, you want both, but those five laps around your block, walking around your block. If you really watch what you eat. And you do it for a long enough period of time, the man boobs will go away. You won't even need to exercise. Here's the other thing is that people don't realize the importance of nutrition. When they see themselves out of shape, when they see themselves with man boobs, they think, well, I got to go work out. And then they do that. They work out for an hour or so. That's great. But what you do all those other 23 hours of the day, what you put in your mouth, how you feed yourself, can very quickly negate that hour of working out and also set you backwards. So how are your eating habits, John?
I know a lot about nutrition, but unfortunately, I don't follow it. I tend to drink Coke, which is so addictive, and eat sugar because it's easy and fast.
Right. Okay. So I'll tell you, if you were to go back in time and I was you, and I'm just helping you align your plan of attack here, okay? This call should have been said, hey, Skip, I have trouble with my eating habits. I know everything. I am a very educated man and analytical. I know everything about proper nutrition. All right? I've got some mad boobs. I want to get rid of them. Motivate me and show me the best ways to eat under my situation, okay? That would have been a better question for you. That would have been a better question for you than this, the ins and outs of a specific exercise program. Does that make sense?
It does, but I thought I had the answer. It's like a doctor telling him what the end result should be. Should have given him the prompt.
Right. So for you, it's your eating. Well, really, for everybody, it's a motivation. Okay, like I said, when it came to exercise, we could break that down. Look, it isn't about the particular, where you're at right now. It's not about the particular exercise program. It's about moving. Well, what's preventing you from moving? Okay, we talked about that. Well, now we get down to something that is probably going to be more effective to get rid of those man boobs, get you in shape, than you your exercise program. That's your eating habits. And as we've discovered, you know how to eat. So it's a matter of time for you. Is food comfort for you? Do you have stresses in your life? I mean, what's it for you?
It's probably just quick and easy and thinking about the mental things and not paying attention to what I'm eating.
Yeah, so you got other things that are more important. How many times do you eat and that's your source of enjoyment? See, I always say to people that I can understand why people overeat. I can understand why people eat the foods they shouldn't eat. And the reason why is, I mean, life is tough. Life has a lot of stresses. The more you want in life, the more stress you bring about. Now, when you can have some relief, some mental enjoyment, and it can come without a lot of work, you know, going to the gym, working out, having a great workout, especially those times when I don't feel like working out, an hour later when I walk out of the gym, I feel great. That's a very rewarding feeling for me. But look how much mental work that it took and physical work that it took me to get that enjoyable feeling. Well, what if I could get, like I said, life is tough. We go for those sources of enjoyment, and I just love chocolate cake. I mean, how much effort would it be for me to go into the kitchen and get a slice of chocolate cake and feel good? See, I can associate feeling good to that chocolate cake, or I can associate that feeling sweating an hour later at the gym. Well, which one's a lot easier to do, John?
Oh, yeah, the eating.
Right. So is it so I guess my question is how's life going for you, and how much is that, those foods that you eat, how much of that is your source of enjoyment? And again, as I talk to John here, this is really for everyone. If you're a, I'll give that right for your answer, so think about that for a second, John. Now, for you, if you're listening to the show live or you're listening to it in a podcasted or a downloaded version, let me tell you why these questions are good for you no matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter what level you're at right now. You may not be just starting off like John, but you want to get to the next level. Maybe you look better than most, but you just can't get motivated to maybe not have those cheat meals once or twice a week. You want to lose 5 pounds of fat, and you can't just break through and get to that next level and find out why you're not doing that. Or you're already doing well in the gym, but the muscle gains aren't coming as quickly as you want, and you're searching for different training programs. All right? This can apply to you because what John's going through at his level, you're going through that's preventing you to get to the next level. Here's the other thing is, a lot of the people who follow me and follow my career, and they want to do things like that. They love the fact of helping other people, whether it's their mother or their sister, people at work, or other people in the gym, or they want to have a website someday and help other people improve their bodies. They want to have a radio talk show on the internet like this and help other people someday. Well, let me just tell you something. Again, what I'm talking to John applies to everybody at one level, and the majority of the people you're going to help, the majority of people you're going to help, especially if you're highly successful, are going to be people just like John. So as I'm helping John, don't just click off your brains, oh, this doesn't apply to me. It does apply to you. Because if you're taking your body to the next level, the best way to do it is become a teacher. When you have to walk your walk all the time because you've stepped up and become a leader, that's the biggest pressure that you can have to stay on top of your game and get better and better and better. So John, how much is food a source of a relief to you when you really think about it, a source of enjoyment, a source of pleasure?
I actually only eat for the taste. It has to do with Christian Science religion that kind of specifies we all just actors in a dream, and food really isn't that important. So it keeps my weight down. I'm fairly trim because of that. I only eat for the taste, and I don't overeat, and I don't have a lot of food at all.
Okay, good.
Unusual, but
no, it's not unusual. So, and again, let me tell you a couple things. Again, for you future coaches out there, there's a thing called the theory of relativity. Now, John says he doesn't eat that much food. Well, that may be true. That may not be true. I would venture to guess you have no idea how many calories that you're eating a day. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, so we really don't know if you're eating a lot of food or too much food. I mean, you see that a lot of times. Like, I don't know, you're watching one of these TV shows, and there's a woman who's just terribly obese, and they say the same thing. Well, I don't eat that much food. Well, what are they comparing that to? Who are they comparing that to? Or is that just what they think? Well, then when they break it down, it is a lot of food. So we're not quite sure if that's your case right now. Here's the other thing, though. Now, let's get back to that taste of food. So every food you taste is a very tasty morsel. I look at food as just an energy source. I intentionally, most of the time, John, I don't get my source of enjoyment from food. What I do, especially during the week, all 5 days during the week, when I'm structured with my work and my sleeping patterns, right, I kind of turn it off, and I enjoy eating clean, but that's probably, it doesn't taste good on my taste buds necessarily, anything. But it's just because I associate the good feeling, staying healthy, looking good, looking young, feeling young, having energy, right? And so during the week, I'll structure my day where I just have the more, I mean, to me, they're fine, but as what other people would consider bland foods. Then on the weekends, I'll be easier on myself, and I might eat for taste at least some of those meals, not necessarily every single one. I don't go crazy, right? So that's the way I look at food. To me, that's empowering, that I look at food as a source of energy, a source of power, a source of control, of health, okay? So when you say you look at food or you eat food for taste, what does that mean for you?
Well, I don't do what you do.
That's right. No, but so when you, so I'm going to pick out a source of food. So like when I'm done, like every food, it's like, God, that tasted good. That's, you do it for taste. It isn't like, hey, I need some quick energy throughout the day. The sandwich is good. It's kind of lean turkey or whatever. That's not a consideration for you.
Right. I'll have a peanut butter sandwich for that, you know, to meet that need. But I won't. That's only because I feel I need something, protein.
Right. Right. Do you ever think of a compromise, something that tastes good and is healthy? Does that ever go into your mindset? Okay.
Yeah, I'll put syrup on the peanut butter sandwich.
You know, it's really important. I, John, I'm going to talk to the audience here too, is that when we come with the health and fitness strategy, and whether it's the Man Formation Show or whatever it is you want in life, you know, one thing that I have a challenge with being in the motivation world for so much, so many years, and seeing so many people go through the process, get all pumped up, get all excited, motivated to do the next thing, is that the motivational speaker is on the stage, and he tells you the specific ways, saying, you've got to do this, and you got to do that, think this way, get all pumped up. Yeah, I can do that. Well, then they take that to their area of their life, their specific area. Now, for some people, it might be to have the relationship of their dreams. To some people, it would be to make a bazillion dollars. To other people, it might be to finally get in shape like they always want to. They're all pumped up, but we all have this process in our brain. What it means to us, this is a little, this is a lot. This is the way we should go about things. This is the way we shouldn't. You get all that pumped up information, it goes into the same head. What you produce is going to be probably pretty similar to what you've always produced. So when I talk about food and how you look at it, it's very important that you understand that your way of looking at food will probably cause you to fail in any type of nutrition program, because that's just not your belief system. You don't look at food as a way to stay healthy, a way to stay young. You don't even look at food right now as a way to prevent man boobs.
Right.
To you, you thought in your priority system, how your processor works and how a lot of people's processing system works, is that they need more exercise. Okay, I'll tell you this. You go and walk around the block 5 times. You come back and eat a peanut butter sandwich with chocolate syrup on it, right? You're in worse shape down the road, especially do that day after day, than taking the walk around the block. And what I'm saying is that just having the peanut butter sandwich without the chocolate sauce and not walking around the block, you'd probably be better off. Heck, you eat a tuna sandwich with some light mayo instead of the peanut butter, then you're really going someplace. You see what I'm saying? So a couple things here. Let's kind of review where we're at. Number one is do any exercise. Don't worry about if you find one that really, an exercise program like the Power X or whatever it is, that really moves you emotionally, because we make all our decisions. Is this a good program? Is this a good eating program? Is this a good training program? We get emotionally sold. Just like we watch an iPod commercial on TV and someone's dancing around with some flashy music. We get emotionally sold, and then we find the reasons why that's a good buy for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through that right now I try to be so efficient with my time, so effective with my time, And I try to be so disciplined with how much play time I give myself. Now, I've always been told that, you know, you got to have that right balance. And I have these friends that they play this Xbox and PlayStation. And then I always talk to these kids, these guys, and I say, well, how many hours a day do you spend on that? Sometimes they're spending like 8 hours, you know, playing this Xbox game. Well, I'm trying to sell myself that how this Xbox is going to be good for me. So I'll kind of block out all the, well, these guys use it for 8 hours, and I'll start try to rationalize, well, you know, that little play time that I give myself will make me more productive in the end. Basically what I'm saying is whatever nutrition program, South Beach diet, Zone diet, whatever the fancy one is, whatever workout program it is, Power X, Max of T, whatever, it first has to sell you emotionally, and then you'll go in there and give it a shot. See, Power X didn't do, it got your attention, your friends who suggested got your attention, but it didn't do a great enough sales job to get you actually going, all right? Whatever the nutrition program is, whatever the exercise program, once you get going, you're going to see results, especially where you're at right now, okay? So we're going to take your emphasis on the workout program, which one specifically, and just get you moving first. And you can worry about the details. Any program that you choose is going to be great. We're going to shift your attention from that need. Again, your goal is to lose some weight, lose the man boobs, keep you conscious of your exercise, but also get you back down to what you're going to do the other 23 hours of the day, and that's your eating habits. Getting you to realize that those man boobs are caused by everything you eat more than you not exercising. All right? So we got that down. Then we found out that you already know how to eat. You just don't want to eat the right foods. All right? So how about if I do a little association? What's your favorite foods? Peanut butter sandwiches, you told me that. What else? What else do you eat? Those Diet Coke, right? What's that? You really have the chocolate sauce on the peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And how many calories do you think is in a peanut butter chocolate syrup sandwich, do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably. I'm not very good at calculating that.
Yeah, well, you're a very intelligent man, I can tell from this conversation. You're also a very analytical man. I have a feeling you don't want to figure out how many calories are on that.
I mean, I'd say 300, but I don't know. You probably could guess within 20.
Oh, I would say chocolate sauce, peanut butter. You put that peanut butter on there pre-cooked, heck, why the hell not, right? I would say that's at least 800 to 1,000 calories.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
You know, when you send me that for that email book, I want you to go online because you're the computer guy. I want you to, or go into your kitchen and see how much is a serving. What? A half a teaspoon is a serving of 182 calories? Oh, well, I have at least 3 times or 4 times that much. All right. The chocolate sauce, oh, it says 1 teaspoon is 200 calories. Hell, I put 5 times on there. I want you to figure that out. And then when you email me for your free ebook, I want you to tell me how many calories that is. All right? So let's just say it's
hold on. Hold on. I'll tell you what it is.
All right. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to play a little commercial for my MacBook DVD while you're back. You're coming back and figuring that out, okay? All right. So while John's figuring that out, we're going to take your time for this message.
I'm Skip LaCour, 6-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle, Max Ortiz style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This
is how I plan to help you reach your goals. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following session of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my Packing On Muscle Max OT Style training DVD, and as you can hear, there's a lot more than that. You can order that at my website at www.skiplacour.com, www.skiplacour.com, SKIPLACOUR.com. Very proud of that. I did all the filming, the arrangement of the filming, obviously. I trained in it, starred in it, did all the voiceover. It's not just me training in the gym. I'm explaining how I'm thinking, everything that I'm doing. An hour-long seminar with nutrition, a lot of things that I'm talking to John about, breaking it down so you can understand it. Not from a book knowledge point of view, where you just have all this tons of knowledge about different nutrients and micronutrients, all that information that may sound interesting, but how does that apply directly to your life? How can you take nutritional information and go directly into your life? A lot of practical things, the things that I'm talking to John about right now, very educated man, educated in a lot of different areas of life as well as nutrition, but how can he take all that information and apply it to his life? That's where you're going to get in this Packing On Muscle Max OT Style DVD. I've sold this, thousands of these actually, in 52 countries all over the world. Go to the website, see what other passion lifters, just like you are saying. Again, it was my seventh DVD, and with so much work that I've done, I couldn't just produce more of the same. I had to find every conceivable way to make it different and to teach in a more effective manner. So not just the training, I mean my skills as a coach, a motivator, a teacher, we're really taken to the next level by that project, and you're definitely going to benefit by so many bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts around the world. Another thing I want to make you aware of is all the coaching that I do during the day. I mean, it's not just about training for me. I take this 18 years of knowledge in the bodybuilding, training, and fitness world. I take my 25-plus years in the personal development, and I do things like this, like I'm talking to John. John's basically getting a coaching session I charge a lot of money for just by getting up and taking action and making this phone call. If you have any calls that you want and you want to get a free book, I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. 1-800-326-9145. Just call and tell me how your training is going and get that free book. So we have John back online. Are you there, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay, first of all, I want to ask you this question, this picture that you have on the chat room here. Is that a 55-year-old man, or was that taken years ago?
I guess 40.
That was when you were 40?
Oh, my picture? My picture.
Yeah.
Okay, no. No, that's when I was 40.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, damn, John, you should be telling us what you're doing to look that way at 55.
No. Yeah, that's actually, I scanned in my driver's license because I didn't care.
Okay. I thought it was either a driver's license or a mugshot. I wasn't quite sure.
Both.
Or maybe I saw that on Megan's Law or something. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, what did you find out? What's that?
Well, first of all, I remember Tony Robbins is who you sound like.
Ah, well, yeah.
He's from Glendora, California. I don't know if you're from L.A. area or not.
Well, I'm familiar with a lot of places around the world. And yeah, I'm familiar with the area. You know that Tony Robbins is a big mentor of mine. While I was working at, my story is I was working at a retail job as a retail manager, very young, knew I had so much more to offer this world, so much more potential. I bought his personal power program on television. And then there was a seminar coming through, and then I went to all his seminars. And in fact, I used to staff at his events and kind of really assist where, like a lot of his events, I'd be his bodyguard going, like he really needs somebody, but, back and forth, from his hotel room. And actually, there's a Tony Robbins infomercial that I was appeared. You know how he has Andre Agassi or Quincy Jones or whoever doing an endorsement for his program? Well, if you go to my website and you go to All About Skip LaCour, you'll see that there was a commercial that played for about 3 years where I talked about how Tony Robbins' programs have really benefited everything that I've done. And I guess I should take that as a compliment. He must have mentored me well, right?
Oh, yeah. You picked up exactly his 101 psychology, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay. So now you did some math. How much are those peanut butter chocolate sauce sandwiches? How many calories?
Well, first, let me tell you the human weakness, because everybody's probably going to relate to this. I started out by looking up the calorie count on the peanut butters, 2 tablespoons, and I really do keep it to probably 2 tablespoons is 190 calories.
So 2 tablespoons is 190 calories.
And then the chocolate syrup, and then I quit at that. That's the human nature. The chocolate syrup is 90 calories for 2 teaspoons. And then I got to thinking, well, I'm kind of cheating because there's bread involved. You know, you can't just think that because it looks like air, it really doesn't have
right.
any calories. And I had 70 calories, but then if you look at the serving size, that's for 1 slice.
Uh-huh.
So it's 140. And then I thought, well, I really do put a little butter on that sometimes.
Yeah.
Peanut butter really needed that. So then I look at the butter. 1 serving size is 100 calories for a teaspoon. No, that's for a tablespoon. But I probably put a tablespoon on there. So I'm up into the 450s, I think.
Okay. All right.
Or
well,
more.
A couple things that... Now, like I said, this is your challenge. I mean, if we have the more dedicated, hardcore bodybuilders, again, I want you to learn from this. Again, a lot of the people who follow me on this radio show, they want to become coaches too. They want to make a profession of helping people. So John is going to be the majority of your customers. The second thing is this may be where he's at. It might seem funny to someone who's a real fitness nut, that someone who would have a peanut butter and a chocolate syrup sandwich, well, everybody has their thing. There's a couple things. Number one is this intelligent man, John, just overlooked, how many calories, like, oh, I'm not good at that. It isn't that he isn't good at that. I can tell John can be good at anything he wanted to. He He chose not to be good at that. He chose to overlook it. We all have these blind spots in our lives that it's not that, oh, I don't know, I just didn't think about it. No, we chose not to think about it, okay? And a lot of people have this challenge when it comes to exercise. Oh, I don't exercise because I don't know the best exercise program, or I don't know the best eating plan because, you know, you don't know what it is because you haven't taken the time. You've intentionally blocked that out, okay? So that's number one when you're helping yourself or helping other people. Other thing, now when he talked about it, again, relatively, oh, I don't eat bad. I don't eat so many calories, okay? I don't eat a lot of food. That's all relative. Obviously, it is simple math. I mean, a lot of people try to put on all these genetic factors, metabolism factors, all these different kinds of things. But the bottom line is, if you're eating too much, if you're not losing the man boobs or the body fat, then you're eating too much food for you. So you compare to whoever, I mean, that's not even necessarily a fair comparison because you have no idea what to eat. And a lot of times you don't even really know how much food you're eating because, again, you block that out to really figure it out. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're eating, you know, 500 calories a meal, 200 calories a meal, and you think that that's not very much. It's not working for you, so it is too much. It is that simple math, okay? Very few people have some medical problem or genetic disease, okay? And first of all, you want to hope that it's the easier thing and just do a better accounting of the calories you eat. The second thing is that when we get down a little bit deeper, it's that recognizing the type of foods that you eat and how many calories are packed in them. You know, for me, John, at my level, when, you know, before I became more knowledgeable, what I would do is I would confuse myself. You kind of alluded to this with the bread, is that I would eat a lot of healthy food, especially like the ones that taste good, like potatoes or rice or even like pasta when I used to eat pasta. It's that, well, you know, hey, rice is healthy. Well, sure, it is healthy, but it's like, you know, just like 3/4 of a fluffy cooked cup of rice would be the 150 calorie serving, all right? In reality, I didn't stop at a half of fluffy cooked. I mean, I probably ate 5 times that much, and I would trick myself into thinking that, well, I'm eating good, healthy food. Well, you're eating like 500, 600 calories just in rice right there. You start multiplying that by too much. You know, I know these guys who eat 3 chicken breasts per meal. You don't, your body can't even process 3 chicken breasts. You put 3 chicken breasts, you know, 5 times the servings of rice. You can get fat eating chicken breast and rice. You see what I'm saying, John? So really doing a careful accounting of those calories. So, you know, you did the math on that. So if, and you said you're pretty good at doing the 2 tablespoons, like it says, the servings of peanut butter, and you do the right tablespoon or whatever the serving was for the chocolate syrup. You know, I want you to, I don't know there, I'm not there with you as you're fixing that chocolate peanut butter butter sandwich, John, but I want you to really look at that next time, because if you're the kind of person that has no idea how many calories that you're eating, you're the person that has no idea that this is even massively unhealthy food, but you're the kind of person who stops at exactly 2 tablespoons of peanut butter or a tablespoon of chocolate syrup. Yeah, because again, you double that, right? That sandwich goes from 450 calories, it goes to 600 calories. You see what I mean? You have a couple of those a day, there's 1,200 calories. You see? Okay, so that's number one, all right? The type of food you eat, how calorie dense they are. You're going to take a look at that whole thing. But here's a bigger picture in this. Even if, you know, it may take me a few sessions to, you know, kind of work through all this with you, but how can we get you to like a chicken salad? Is that ever, do you think that day will ever come, John?
Ooh, I love chicken salad.
Okay. So what if I had you throw out all the peanut butter and chocolate and butter, and now you have chicken breasts and salads, and you have a grocery store next to you that has those things where they have all the salad made up for you or whatever. You replace those peanut butter sandwiches for a quick chicken salad. I mean, How far is that day off for you, John?
No, that would be good if I realized the difference.
Okay.
That would make.
So you are realizing, you're going to realize the difference. And now, I'll tell you this, though. Intellectually, you're going to know the difference and say, wow, this whole salad was good, and it's only 250 calories instead of these, you know, 500-calorie sandwiches. Okay, two things. Number one is, what's that?
Only
I don't know. I'm just throwing that number at them. It's a significantly less number, and they also get processed. The nutrient content, protein, carbohydrates, and good fat will be a lot better than your sandwich too. So I just kind of threw that out, those calories.
Hmm.
A lot of times, John, and this is, again, the next, after we get your diet cleaned up, we get you to look at foods differently. What's healthy, what's not healthy, all right? And let me just tell you something here is, believe it or not, back, and I had a decent body at the time. It wasn't like I ever had weight issues or anything like this, but this is definitely a few years before I started bodybuilding. I think pizza was the perfect food because it had something from the meat group, it had some from bread group, tomatoes, tomato sauce, had some vegetables on there. I used to really think that that was an okay food to eat, especially at a bachelor on the go. If it was a hot meal, sometimes I associate if it was a hot meal, that meant a good meal. Okay, I didn't really know about the different, you know, nutritional content. And I see, just like you, I was, I'll call it impractically educated. I knew about nutrition. I knew about the food pyramid or whatever, but I didn't know how that definitely applied to either having love handles or man boobs or not. And people don't make that connection. I really think that if the kids today, all these guys working hard at sports, if they just learned about real practical nutrition, these high school athletes, and they didn't even talk about that back when I was in high school. If they worked on their nutrition, they'd watch their game improve. Anyway, getting back to what you're saying, so knowing what's a good food, what's not a good food, I mean, that's your first. There is a difference between a chicken salad and, you know, the peanut butter, chocolate butter syrup. And, I mean, I'm going to be talking to you 6 months from now, and you're going to go, wow, how did I not even look at food that way? Well, that wasn't your focus. Now we're changing your focus. Here, let me tell you, with my experience in helping people go through this journey, right now it's, okay, well, that's a bad food, that's a good food. All right? And you already know these things. You flip by the food channel. You've researched enough. You know, all of the food that really doesn't taste good is that chocolate peanut butter sandwich is probably good for you. Everything that tastes as good as a chocolate peanut butter sandwich and above, those are bad for you, right? We all know that, right?
I actually studied nutrition.
Okay. Yeah, and so you understand. So the next thing is going to be, how do I break that emotional connection, that source of enjoyment, that little bit of relief for the day? Hey, life's tough. I've worked hard. I'm going to reward myself with something that tastes really good and not something that's good for me. So we're going to try to switch those food choices for you, at least start off, you know, 5 days during the week. Then what you're going to do is you're going to see the man boobs eventually go away. Here's the next thing along down the road for you is that you're going to have to start seeing that, look, the man boobs, they came on over 15 years. A lot of peanut butter, chocolate sandwiches, but you know that you had, right? A lot of bad meals. So to expect, you know, 6 months of a really greatly improved diet and to get back to where you were 15 years ago, it probably isn't going to happen. I have to teach you how to be happy with the process that, hey, one more day of control where no chocolate sandwich, salads. I'm feeling better. I'm looking better. Hey, the man boobs are going away. It's not the chest I had when I was 40, but I'm getting better and better every day. And you feel more empowered with the process. You feel more in control. You feel power every time you don't eat the sandwich and you do eat the chicken salad. And then you know, 3 weeks later, 3 months later, 3 years later, you're a whole different man, but you're enjoying that process every step along the way. All right, John?
Well, it's about the journey then.
Well, and it's enjoying it. It's finding the value in every step. You know, it's finding the value. If the end result can't be, I either have man boobs or I don't. It's I'm taking control of every meal during those 23 hours. And, hey, I had a workout, didn't feel like it, but I walked those five times around the block. So winding up the show, John, hey, I want you guys to call and get this free coaching. Like John did, call the show next week, the same time next week. And if you're listening to this podcast or download the version, listen to us live and have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, John, take care.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.